USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran is taking credit for a rocket attack on an airbase in Iraq that houses U.S. forces. Iran's Revolutionary Guard claims it launched a number of ballistic and unguided missiles at an airbase in western Iraq. There's no word on any casualties at the base. Republican Congressman John Kennedy of Louisiana reacts to the news.
I'm not surprised, number one. This is the 12th time in the last 60 days that either Iraq or Iraqi proxies have fired at American military in Iraq.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Trump is monitoring the situation as well from the White House. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 120 points. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The holiday season is behind us, but another season's not that far away. That's tax season. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The IRS says Americans can start filing their federal returns as early as January 27th. The deadline for filing is still April 15th, but early filers can start getting their numbers ready now. And when it comes time to file, the IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig says the agency encourages everyone to consider filing electronically and to also choose direct deposit if you're getting a refund. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's campaign is reserving a 60-second ad buy during the Super Bowl. The New York Times is reporting his campaign will pay more than $5 million for the one-minute ad to air during the game. President Trump's campaign is also considering a 30-second ad buy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Approximately 2.2 million 25 to 29-year-olds in America are living at home. Maybe they're lacking in direction at work or in school or failing to grow up. Parents of these struggling transitioners, as they can be called, typically find themselves trapped, taking care of young people too old to parent, yet too immature to take care of themselves. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with psychologist Dr. Mark McConville, and I asked him about these struggling transitioners and when he started noticing this in his practice, that this was becoming a growing and growing trend.
I began to notice, as a psychotherapist who has long specialized in adolescent clients, that I was getting more and more 20-somethings referred, but for not for issues that were typical of young adults, but for issues that were very typical of adolescents. Conflict with their parents, lack of motivation, lack of direction in life. And it left me, and I'm sure many of my colleagues, scratching my head. And so the term struggling transitioner just occurred to me, that they were in that stage where they're struggling from adolescence into the next stage of life is referred to by psychologists as emerging adulthood. And these were kids who weren't emerging. There's a transition you have to make into that stage, and they all seem to be wrestling with it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.